Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Imperial College Business School Programs podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Perez, and we're currently recording this from our beautiful South Kensington campus in London, home of the globally top-ranked Imperial College London. On our podcast, we will be providing you with an insight into Imperial College Business School and the different programs we have to offer, while also focusing on wider issues affecting the job market, employment, and some of the great success stories from our current students and alumni. How do you establish yourself as a future leader of society in a fast-changing world where technology is disrupting every industry? How can business education and an entrepreneurial mindset provide you with the future-proofing skills to remain relevant? These are just some of the questions we'll be talking about in the coming episodes. We'll also be joined by various industry guests who'll provide insight and comment on these hot topics. So in today's episode, we'll be discussing, do I really need an MBA to progress my career in 2019? With Sarah Ranchev-Hale, Assistant Director of Employer Relations, and Andrea Ferreira, Careers Consultant here at Imperial College Business School. Later, we'll be joined by our special guest, a former student of the Imperial full-time MBA, Andre Kashiwara, who is the Senior Manager of Operations at Amazon UK. He'll be sitting down with us to share his career journey and how the full-time MBA has helped him get there. Sarah, Andrea, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Sarah, and why you joined Imperial College Business School?
Sure. So I head up the employer relations team here. I've got six employer relations managers who work really hard to connect students with employers across all different industries and across the world, actually. And I joined Imperial about 3 years ago now. So I joined from Morgan Stanley, where I worked in the campus recruitment team. And Imperial was one of the universities I worked really closely with. So I knew it was quite an innovative and entrepreneurial environment. And I knew that we had some really strong students here. So I was really happy to come on board into the careers team.
And what about yourself, Andrea?
So I'm one of the careers consultants here in the team. I have nearly 10 years experience in careers consulting and recruitment, most of them in a business school environment. So working with students to help them define their career strategy, developing soft skills and achieving their post-graduation goals. I'm currently here at Imperial co-leading on the full-time MBA careers program. And I'm also part of the FMCG healthcare and energy sector team since our career service has a sector alignment. I have also been working at Imperial for almost 3 years now. And what I would say in terms of what attracted me to Imperial, I'll most likely highlight two factors. The first one, the close link with a wider Imperial College and its STEM background that is particularly evident in the sectors I work closely with. And the second one, the huge diversity across staff, faculty and students, and that was the kind of exposure that brought me to London in the first place.
Now, you're an MBA expert, so that's why we've brought you in here today. And I'm going to pose to you this question. Do I really need an MBA on my CV to progress my career in 2019? I mean, this question itself, as you both would know, has been widely asked in recent years, especially as technology keeps advancing and is disrupting industries. So, Sarah, compared to 5 to 10 years ago, are employers still interested in candidates with an MBA?
Absolutely, yes. So from my experience from both sides of the fence, both working as a recruiter and also working at the careers service here, I have just seen that interest grow and grow over the past few years. And from a wide range of employers too. So probably historically, the most interest came from investment banking and consulting. And we've seen that really change over the years. And now we're getting interest from small companies, startups, right through to massive multinationals on a global scale.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the MBA pool is probably an obvious choice for employers. So you have 70 or 80 or potentially even more of candidates that have the fundamental business knowledge that they need to be successful in the workplace, coupled with the leadership and soft skills that they develop throughout the program. So they're a really well-rounded candidate, whether they're going into a specialist role where they have an understanding of the ecosystem and the business environment they're going into on a wider scale, through to going into a strategic or managerial role. So I think recruiters can really see the benefit of finding that talent in a really nice, concise place. So we're just seeing the interest grow and grow.
And you're the employer relations specialist. So you are seeing all the different hot trends that are happening. So what are the biggest trends you're seeing right now for employers? What do they want?
Good question. We're seeing a real explosion of recruitment across many different sectors. And I guess one of those is the tech giants. So like I said before, you know, when you think of an MBA, a lot of people think about consulting, investment banking, but actually where the growth is really happening on a massive scale seems to be in the tech sector. So that's great for us. One of the big draws to Imperial for these companies is our focus on leadership in a tech-driven world, coupled with innovation and entrepreneurship. So we hear from companies on a day-to-day basis that they're looking for people with an entrepreneurial outlook. And I think we can really deliver that. So pretty much all of the sectors that we work with have been disrupted by the use of new technology and AI. But with that, they need to have the leadership and soft skills to manage some of those changes and understand their impact and take their team with them on that change and on that journey.
And if I may add that, technology is also changing the recruitment process itself. So we are seeing more and more employers using AI CV screening, video interviewing, and gamification as part of their recruitment processes at MBA level. And that changes completely the candidate experience. That's completely different from the selection processes we have all faced in the past. And we also support our students with that specific training and resources so they get ready for the recruitment processes like that.
So the MBA will really give them an edge to what recruiters are now, how recruiters are now responding in the workplace.
Yes. So technology is changing everything, including the way we make decisions and the way we make recruitment decisions. And that needs to be is to also be reflected on the candidate side.
Yeah. And I think one of the main drivers for this change in the way companies are recruiting is also around diversity. So we've spoken to a number of companies who've said they want to level the playing field and start to recruit diverse candidates into their organization. So some of the AI and the application technology that they're using helps them to do that. So it stops some of the unconscious bias that might exist in traditional recruitment processes. And that's something that's really important to us as an organization, as an institution, is around the diversity piece. So that starts immediately from application through the assessment process to get onto the program. So we want to make sure that all of the students on the MBA bring a level of diversity. So you don't want to sit in a class with 70 people who all look like you, think like you, come from the same background as you. So one of the beauty in the program is that you definitely won't get that, and you'll learn a lot from each other.
So from your experience, Sarah, what are some of the skills that employers are looking for?
So we hear pretty much on a day-to-day basis around employers looking for soft skills. So yes, they need to have the understanding and technical ability to do the job that they're wanting to do, but they also need to have the soft skills to help them through that process. So leadership skills that are threaded throughout the program and the careers provision are really important. So our students have an opportunity to develop this in a number of different ways. So one is a group consulting project where they work with a real client on a real consulting brief and they deliver a solution for that business.
Yeah, that mix of technical skills and soft skills is a very important one. And a very common transition with our students is from another career to venture capital or PE. And in that industry, you can really see how, of course, finance and investment experience are usually required, but also it's a very competitive industry. There's only a few positions available each year, and you really need to get into that industry through networking. So, for example, last year I worked with a student from the APAC region who wanted to transition from financial services to PE. And recognizing that the importance of establishing that strong network, made us like think that the best plan was actually to go back home to a similar role, but of course, one level above after the MBA to get that visibility and the exposure to the network that he needed to then transition into PE. He secured a position in one of the major PE and VC companies in his country. So it's a very good example of how you can take a stepping stone approach to achieve your goals very quickly.
So Sarah, you mentioned managing change, and that has become a hugely sought after skill. Why is that?
It's become incredibly important because the world of work is changing. So there's a whole load of disruptive startups, scale-ups, and different revolutions in business that are challenging even the really well-known big multinationals. So no sector is safe to this rapid change. So what companies really need is someone to come on board and manage that change and be a leader and take their team with them on that change.
Can you give us an example of an industry that has seen that change or a company?
I guess if you look at a sector like banking, for for example. Yeah. So there's all of these challenger brands that are coming up. I mean, some of these companies are growing at absolute massive, rapid pace and really challenging the bank. So like open banking and various other technologies that are meaning banks can no longer sit back and just do what they've always done. They need to have some innovation within the organization, and they need to bring in fresh talent to drive the change, to make them up to date and be able to compete with some of these smaller, more agile companies.
So Andrea, as a careers consultant, you would be placing a lot of students in these roles. When you interact with them, what do you see are their motivators to pursue the MBA?
That's a very good question. So MBA students are ambitious and forward-thinking. Mm-hmm. So they keep the big picture in mind, but they are also committed to their professional development in the long run. So you can usually find three groups of MBA students: the ones that want to accelerate their careers, the ones that are looking for a career change, and the entrepreneurs. So the MBA is seen as a way to fast track your career in some industries. So some students join the program every year with this goal in mind, and I would say with different levels of support from their current employers. And in this group, I'm also including students with a family business background that are usually getting ready to progress to C-suite roles not longer after the program, and sometimes eager to transform a very solid business to keep it competitive in today's world, which is a very exciting experience. In every MBA class, there is a huge percentage of students looking to pursue some kind of career change, and a few of them aiming for what we call a triple jump, so a change in role, industry, and location.
Can you tell us an example of a student you've worked with who's done this successfully?
Yes. Here at Imperial, our team has supported several students with a clinical background transitioning to management positions.
That's
over
really
the year.
Interesting.
It's a fascinating transition, actually, from what is usually a very solid career as a doctor or a pharmacist to roles in different positions along the spectrum of leadership positions in which a strong scientific background is required, such as medical advisory roles, for example, to market access roles in the pharmaceutical industry, all the way to management consultancy and digital transformation leads. So it's a huge transition and quite a common one here at Imperial.
How do you think the MBA helps prepare them for that transition?
Of course, it gives them a new set of technical skills, for sure, but also all this element of how to convey that message, how to think about their personal brand online, in person, to highlight transferable skills is quite important. Also, the understanding of the industry and how they can use their strengths to impact the businesses they're about to join.
Yeah, sometimes they don't know what opportunities are available to them, do they, until they get here?
No, that's true.
It opens your eyes to so many different things that you can do that you didn't even know existed. So I think that's one of the other beautiful things about doing an MBA is the exploration is absolutely huge. And the more open-minded you are, the more opportunities there are out there for you.
Yeah, and we definitely don't encourage our students to narrow down to one option too early. It's important to have like a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and proactively explore all of those plans before actually finding which one is the right one for them.
You have those who are doing career changes, those who are doing a triple jump, and then you have the people who do an MBA because they're entrepreneurs and they want to get those skills. So can you tell me a bit about those sort of students? Why do they come to the MBA?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the opportunity to learn more about all the dimensions of how to run a business is extremely appealing to both first-time and experienced entrepreneurs. So some students joined the program with a goal of just exploring this route, but others actually came in with a very specific idea in mind, and they want to gain the skills, test the idea, and potentially find a business partner. So some students aspire to start their own business venture while on the program or straight after graduation, while others are open to consider it as a stepping kind of stone approach to get the exposure and development they need before they actually launch their own business.
Have you seen this as a trend? Have you found that there are more entrepreneurial students coming onto the program in the recent years?
Yeah, so last year we had a student, Tina Chen, who joined the program and launched her own beverage brand at the end of the program called Mighty, which is a vegan drink.
This is a full-time MBA?
It's a full-time MBA student, and she's doing really well. And she really used some of the resources across the Imperial ecosystem. So not just at the business school, but also we have an enterprise lab here, which really helps students scratch that entrepreneurial itch and figure out exactly what they need to do to get their business up and running and make it successful.
Here at Imperial College Business School, careers is an integral part of your MBA experience. Our career offerings include the use of psychometric tests, workshops, and small group sessions on topics ranging from interview skills to emotional intelligence. The Imperial MBA is a life-changing experience, and your dedicated careers consultant is there to support you throughout this journey. You will get sector-specific support and benefit from close relationships with employers.
Welcome back. You are currently listening to the Imperial College Business School podcast, where our topic for this episode is, do I really need an MBA to progress my career in 2019? For part two of this episode, we're going to talk about how the MBA can aid your career in the short and the long term. Andrea, as a careers consultant, you work closely with students to help them achieve their career goals day in and day out. So how do you think the MBA can help them achieve their career goals after graduation or indeed during the program for those who do a part-time MBA?
Oh yeah, so the MBA gives students tools, frameworks, and access to thought leadership. It also gives them access to a solid network, and that's a massive asset in the future. But the MBA is much more than what they learn in the classroom. It allows students to take part in different activities to test their skills, expand their knowledge, and increase their credibility around, of course, existing, but also the new skills they're developing and that are key for their career change. The focus on networking as a lifelong skill and personal brand is a particularly important focus on our support in the careers team. So these are crucial skills to navigate the complex world of big and small organizations with a global outreach.
How do you teach networking and personal branding? How can you help students get those skills?
Oh, yeah, it's a very, very good question. So networking doesn't come naturally to the majority of us, actually. But at the end of the day, it's all about building relationships, finding win-win situations. And the thing about how to go and build those relationships, it is about attending events, attending employer events, but it is also about creating those situations for yourself where you can have meaningful conversations with professionals that are actually doing the same kind of role you want to do and professionals who have gone through the same transition you are aspiring to do.
And Sarah, what about personal branding? You work with employers a lot, and how does that help in the job search?
So nowadays your personal brand is everywhere. You know, if you're on social media, if you're on the internet, that is likely there's going to be some information about you somewhere. And what we do find is that recruiters or business people in the business will Google someone. So, you know, if you have a candidate come to interview or a CV lands on your desk, many, many employers will Google that person and see what their digital footprint looks like. So it's making sure that you are representing yourself well online. And it sounds really obvious, but there's so many candidates who don't realize this or who have something in their past, whether that be an open social media profile or something where they might have said something 10 years ago that comes up in a feed or on a Google search. So there's that element to it. But then there's also the element of how you present yourself in person as your personal brand, right? So what do you want to display to an employer? What are you trying to get across? And bearing in mind, you might only have a minute or so to make an impact. It's thinking about who you are as an individual, what your USPs are, and how you articulate that really well to somebody.
And do you run workshops on this?
We do indeed. So there's a number of ways we do this. We also create a safe space for people to practice this where they don't feel judged, and we give them advice on how to manage that process. And I think the MBA really gives students confidence too. So a lot about networking and personal brand is about having the confidence to articulate who you are as a person and also not be shy. So I'm a shy person and I have to work really hard to make myself network with people. And the MBA will encourage those individuals and help them get the skills and experience to be able to do that really well and authentically.
Yes, and that's one of the things students are encouraged to discuss with their careers consultant. So if they are thinking about what are the next steps in their careers, one of the very important aspects is thinking how the networking strategy can help them gain more clarity about what those roles are and what they need to actually secure one of those roles. And for example, they can do it, of course, autonomously, but as part of their personal career journey, they have the interview leader assignments in which they are invited to just get out there and interview someone in the senior position, the kind of position they will aim to be in 5 or 10 years' time, about their leadership path, about the challenge in that industry, about where the industry is going in the future.
So from what you're both saying is that the skills you learn on the MBA, there's so much of it is outside of the classroom. and has to do with leadership and your journey as a person, as an individual.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, the classroom experience is very important and very diverse here at Imperial, but there's lots of different things you can then add to that experience, like, for example, leadership positions on campus, and also attend lots of different events, the ones that are completely aligned with your career goal, but also use that opportunity to explore other industries and learn from that, those industries and how they can make an impact in your own area.
Mm. And how will the students be successful in this?
I would say the ones that are successful are the ones that take ownership of their own experiences. This can be quite an overwhelming experience, but the ones that take ownership and define their career strategy early on, and are very aware of their USPs and the areas they need to work on while on the program, are the ones that will get where they want, actually.
I think we've got a really unique proposition at Imperial College Business School because our MBAs get assigned a careers consultant who works with them throughout the entirety of the program and beyond. So they get to know each other really well, and it creates a real safe space to talk about where they're at on their journey and how they might get to the next part of their journey.
And is this available on all of the MBA programs, even the part-time programs?
Yes, it is. And not just while they are on the program, actually, students, when after they graduate, they have access to the career service as well. So the MBA is clearly a long-term investment, and it's not all about the first job after graduation. It's actually how they can leverage the MBA to progress in their careers. And the career service is here to support them as well.
I think what's really lovely from my perspective too is we have alumni who go away and 5, 10, 15 years later, they come back to my team in particular and start advertising jobs for our students because they recognize the quality of the students having done it themselves. And they also have a very strong brand loyalty. They've had a brilliant time at Imperial. They've learned so much, and they can see that bringing more Imperial students into their organization is only a good thing.
So you really end up with a network for life when you study an MBA, no matter which institution you're at.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah and Andrea, for sharing your wisdom with us here. So it's so interesting that so much of what you can get out of an MBA lies not just inside the classroom, but also outside the classroom with the soft skills, leadership, and everything else that comes with it. And it's so good to hear from you, Andrea, about some of the students you've worked with who have done triple jumps, who have transitioned into different careers and have even gotten into some of these new and emerging industries like fintech, PE and VC. So thanks so much for sharing that insight with
us.
And today we actually have one of our student success stories. We're really excited to introduce you to our special guest here today. It's Andre Kashiwara, who completed the full-time MBA at Imperial College Business School in 2016. Andre, welcome.
Thank you so much. So it's a pleasure to be here with you guys today, and also as a proud alumnus to be back to school. And I hope you guys enjoyed the session.
Is it nice to be back on campus?
Yes, it is. And so much changed, you know. 3 years, like you see the engineering school and how they changed the whole thing, also the business school, to see, you know, new students, new faces. I think it's really exciting to be here and be here with you guys today.
Well, really happy to have you back. So I want to chat to you a little bit about your post-MBA journey. So you started it 4 years ago. Why did you decide to do an MBA?
So I was looking for not necessarily only a career change, but also to find out what I want to do next in my career. So I was working before in consulting for almost 10 years. And for me, it was like, okay, so a good moment to stop and think what I wanted to do next. And I think for me, the MBA was the tool that I needed to help me, not only providing me tools to develop myself, but also to help me finding what I wanted to do next.
So how did you find out what you wanted to do next on the MBA?
Cool. So interacting with the students, with the career services, to find out what I actually wanted, what I enjoy in doing more than necessarily only the activity itself. So for example, being consulting is really driven to strategy, definition of think big things. But for me, like, and interesting in doing my career sessions, I found out that I wanted to do something more hands-on. So the outcome of that after my MBA was actually to join Amazon in operations, which is a full-time hands-on job. In fact, being at Imperial was what enabled me to join Amazon, because Amazon came to visit us during the MBA to recruit us. So I think like if I was attending or if I was anywhere else, I wouldn't be able to get my job at Amazon.
Did you ever think that would be possible, that you could go from consulting into operations in a tech giant from a one-year program?
In the beginning of my MBA journey, I didn't think so because it seems so far, you know, the triple jump, like changing countries, changing roles, you know, changing even the area that I was working for. And as I went through this MBA journey, like little by little, I got, it was clearer for me that it would be able. But when I started, like, was really, really hard to envision that. And during the MBA, I think all the help that I got made me see that it was possible and set me up for success.
When did the light bulb moment come for you on the MBA?
So I think two moments. The first one was I was having actually supply chain classes with a faculty that had worked at BCG before. And for me, the class was awesome. So watching the classes and seeing everything that he was explaining made lots of sense for me. And that was something that I wanted to do after. And also interacting a lot with my careers consultant. So she was always challenging me on what actually I wanted to do next. Because I think like before the MBA journey, although everybody says, no, you should come, you know, open-minded and everything, I think I came with sort of already something defined in my mind that I changed during the way. So I wanted to do, you know, to work for consulting later, in a bigger consulting firm, or I wanted to work for, you know, Google. And I think during this MBA journey, you know, lots of different interactions helped me find out that actually what I wanted to do is to work for operations at Amazon.
Can you tell me a bit about that role?
I'm a senior operations manager for Amazon. Basically, I'm the responsible for the warehouse that fulfill orders for customers here in the UK. So basically 20% of the whole volume of the UK shipments comes out of my building. So basically highly likely that if you ever order from Amazon, it's coming from my building. Hope you are happy customers, please.
That's pretty cool. And so that's a huge role. And how do you think the MBA prepared you to take this on?
I think for me, three key things. The first one was a class from about supply chain, where we had the chance to see the different frameworks, see the latest researches coming from a big consulting firm such as BCG. That helped me understand better how supply chain works. Because in my case, before the MBA, I didn't have any sort of prior experience in operations. So I came from a more financial services background. And I think that enabled me to understand more about operations. Interacting with classmates that I had more of an operations background. So knowing more about their daily routines, what they used to do in their jobs, and that helped me understand actually what I needed to do to prepare myself to take that role, and also the career services. So having access to, okay, so how to perform well in the job, what things that are expected from previous alumnus that were working in at Amazon. So getting in touch with them to understand how the culture at Amazon works. So I think those three aspects for me were critical during the MBA journey to get me ready for my current role at Amazon.
So taking yourself as an example, would you recommend someone to study an MBA, especially in light of the rapid changes and technological developments in today's business and society?
I would definitely do. Personally, I think it's really, really hard for anyone to catch up with all the different things that are going on in the world right now. So the different improvements, technologies, researches. And I think the MBA gives you the overview of pretty much everything that you need to be a senior manager in the future. So having the access to, you know, latest technologies, having access to researchers from our faculties helped me to prepare better for my job.
What's it like working at Amazon?
It is awesome to be part of something really big worldwide. So having the chance to make actual impact in the society. So if you think that pretty much everyone nowadays orders something from Amazon and being part of that, I think is something really, really cool. It is, of course, as any job, challenging every day, and as it should be. But I think they really, really care about my development inside the company. So I would never choose any other company to work after my MBA. I think I made it the right choice to join Amazon.
Andre, how do you describe your experience on the full-time MBA at Imperial College Business School in one word?
Life-changing. Definitely life-changing.
Wow, like that is impactful.
I often come back to school to recruit students because I believe that we have the best resource pool here at Imperial College. So I usually go back here to recruit from the grad program. So basically undergrads and masters. And also I come back here to recruit for the MBA program. So I expect to be back here by September to find more, you know, good students.
So you'll start working with them as soon as the new class is in.
Yes, wow. Exactly.
So it was really good to have you here, Andre, although you are no stranger to the Imperial Business School campus. We really appreciate your time on the show with us. Andre studied the full-time MBA at Imperial College Business School and ended up working as senior operations manager for one of the biggest tech giants in the world, Amazon. But are you, the listener, also interested in pursuing an MBA?
Imperial College Business School offers 4 different MBA programs, each one tailored to match your career goals and circumstances. Our mix of full-time and part-time programs ensure that if you are looking to take the next big career move or advance your career without taking your foot off the pedal, you'll be getting the best education from an institution respected by employers and decision makers across the globe. Click the link in the description to find out more about Imperial College Business School and our MBA programs. Future you starts at Imperial.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're now thinking, what is my next step if the MBA really is right for me? What do you think?
I would say self-reflection is the first step. Know what you're good at, what's your goal, and where are the gaps. This will not only help you with the decision-making process and narrowing down the options when you start exploring business schools, but will help you convey what's the value added that you bring to the group, and you'll definitely need that to secure a place in an MBA.
Yeah, and for me, I think you need to do your due diligence. So all business schools are different and some may be right for you and some might not be. So speak to as many people as possible, speak to students, speak to alumni, speak to staff and actually think, where do I fit in this world and which business school is right for me?
And once you have the offer, start preparing for it and get everyone around you on board. At Imperial, the careers journey actually starts even before you join us on campus for your induction. And it's also important to secure the support and visibility you need to make the most of your MBA.
So self-reflection, do your due diligences, and make sure you get everyone around you on board and prepare.
Absolutely.
Yes.
See you in September.
And that wraps it up for our very first episode of the Imperial College Business School podcast. I'd like to thank our guests, Sarah, Andrea, and Andre for joining us and taking part in the conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Today, we have been tackling the challenges and opportunities of employment in today's changing world and the position the MBA plays in career development in this uncertain environment. I think we can all agree here that despite the changes occurring to jobs and employment, there are huge benefits to starting an MBA program in 2019. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. If you have any questions about the topics today or want to find out more about the Imperial MBA, email us at bs-recruitment@imperial.ac.uk. To keep up with our latest news, you can always follow us on Twitter at Imperial Biz or find us on Facebook and LinkedIn by searching Imperial College Business School. Thanks so much again for listening. And if you want to get the next episode automatically, please hit subscribe in your podcast app.